Well, listeners, based on your feedback to our shows this week, the two most divisive issues in Boston right now are immigration and text messaging. Here with more is Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa. Hey there, Adam.
Hi, Magna.
So we talked this week about a state ban on texting while driving that looks like it's headed for passage, and we asked our WBUR Facebook friends to spill on whether or not they text and drive.
Right, so this from Carrie Rodriguez Swift. I once told myself that I would never text and drive. Then, like all good intentions, I failed. I started with reading text at stoplights and quickly advanced to reading while driving and responding while stopped and then to reading and responding while driving, but never with my child in the car. Then I caught myself reading at a stoplight with my child in the backseat last week. Time to reassess.
Definitely time, especially given that that bill will probably pass in Beacon Hill. Mm-hmm. But anyway, on to immigration. Well, we talked about the case of Eric Balderas, the Harvard student who was brought to America illegally from Mexico when he was just a young boy and was threatened with deportation a few weeks ago.
Yeah, this case brought the DREAM Act back to the fore, which is a federal law that would offer an accelerated path to citizenship for people like Eric Balderas. So AB commented that he or she doesn't like that, writing, although illegal students should not be penalized for the acts of their parents, they should be treated no differently than the path to citizenship currently offered to international students.
And Alex G, commenting on the same thread, says these young people do deserve an accelerated path. He writes, if there is not a process for it through immigration, then there should be, and that's where reforms are needed. So on to a maybe happier story about crossing over. We talked yesterday about the architect Ralph Adams Cram, who designed the Bourne and Sagamore Bridges, which turned 75 this week.
And we got this lovely, lovely message on our listener line from a lady who's been crossing over to the Cape for a lot of years now.
My name is Christine O'Connor. I'm from Northborough, Mass. I have vivid memories for the last 50 years of playing, quote, the bridge game with my parents. We would have that last mile to find out who could spot the bridge first. And whoever spotted the bridge first got an ice cream cone.
And Christine says that all the grandchildren now have it down to a science. They jockey to ride shotgun on the assumption that that'll give them a split-second advantage.
Anything for ice cream this summer. But listeners, we love getting messages from you, and you can leave them anytime at 617-353-1137. You can find that number on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Just click on the name of our show, Radio Boston. And finally, Adam, I also believe you have a correction for us.
Yeah, so I reported earlier this week on the redevelopment plan for Christian Science Plaza. In order to raise revenue, the church wants to develop three mixed-use towers on the edges of the plaza to, among other things, pay to rebuild the leaking reflecting pool. The Boston Landmark Commission put out a preliminary report on Tuesday looking at whether the plaza deserves landmark status, which could slow or stop those plans. Now, my initial reading of that report led me to believe they recommended landmark status for the entire property, but it turns out they've carved out exceptions that would allow for two of the properties the church wants to build. So landmark status, if it's granted, would only affect one of the buildings and the reflecting pool. So mea culpa.
Well, Adam, thank you for setting the record straight on that one. But listeners, keep directing all your comments, compliments, and complaints and corrections to wbur.org/Boston. Once again, Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa. Thanks.
You bet.